All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and compassion. I thank you for the precious blood of the Lord Yeshua that was shed for the remissions of our sins. And Father, today I offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, I magnify your name today. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth ever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth ever. I thank you for loving us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today, Lord God. And Lord, we say hallelujah, 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 because you are the Lord of lords, King of kings. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, I praise and I magnify your name today. Because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God. I thank you, Lord God, for the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua and Lord God of Israel. I thank you for uprooting, tearing down, and destroying the camp of the enemy. I thank you for sending your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region, in the name of Yeshua. Let your glory be revealed in a great and a mighty way, O God. And Lord, thank you for doing it. Thank you for healing kidney cancer. Thank you for healing leukemia, all forms of leukemia. Thank you for healing arthritis. Thank you for opening blind eyes and deaf ears in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for testimonies. Lord God, I pray for the families that are in need of financial miracles and financial blessings. Lord, bless them. Lord, those that need a home, bless them with the home. Those that need transportation, Lord, bless them with brand new automobiles paid for in full. In the name of Yeshua, Lord God. And Lord God of Israel, I ask that you would arise from your resting place and that you would scatter the camp of the enemy. We bind the strong wind over this area and over this region of perversion and witchcraft in the name of Yeshua. And let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let there be an outpouring of your Holy Spirit over your people, Lord God. And Lord, move. God, move. Lord, send a word. For those that are struggling, that are ready to give up, Lord, send a word of refreshing. Send a word of life in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Now, Lord, let your blessing be upon the teaching today. And I give you praise, glory, and honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. God is good. And he's greatly to be praised. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. My little disclaimer. Saints, we're in the last days. Perilous times are here. You're seeing all the events and things that are taking place on the world scene. Looking at the news and looking at the attack on Israel back on October the 7th with Hamas attacking Israel. And we are seeing now the vitriol and the anger and the hatred and anti-Semitism against the Jewish people. You know, it says in Genesis, the Lord says, whoever blesses you will be blessed and whoever curses you will be cursed. I think we need to have a clear understanding of what's taking place. And what's going on, a lot of what we see taking over, understanding that all the end time prophecies concerning Israel, it's all about Israel in the Middle East. And Israel has always been attacked. Israel has always been at war with their enemies because the Jews are God's chosen people. I don't care what you say, what you think. They are the apple of his eye. And God will rise and he will fight for them. It grieves the Holy Spirit of God that we don't have the right biblical perspective or worldview on the nation of Israel and how precious they are in the sight of the Lord. I'm not saying that Israel is innocent of not doing wrong. But in this case, they've done nothing wrong. This is a demonic provoked attack. And we in America, we need to be praying and standing with Israel. And I had some people posting on Facebook telling me, y'all better quit standing with Israel because they're not the Israel of the Bible. The Jews are God's chosen people, whether you want to believe it or not. And we're called to stand in the gap. We're called to pray for them. The reason America has been blessed is because we have stood with Israel. We have protected Israel. And if we continue to do so, we will continue to have God's favor. We have had administrations that were not favorable towards Israel and have done everything they can to cause them harm. But realizing that in this battle, in this warfare, they will be victorious because the Bible prophecies will be fulfilled exactly as they're written in Isaiah and Ezekiel and so many other places regarding the nation of Israel. But we just have to make sure that we have the right heart attitude. We're praying for their victory. We're praying for their leadership. We're praying for wisdom. We also need to be praying for these people here in America. They need Jesus. They need to repent of this foolishness and the things that they're uttering and speaking. God will deal with them accordingly. But we need to recognize that this is a demonically inspired attack. But God will fight for Israel. And think about this, saints. When you have the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the universe, fighting for you, you're in good shape. And we as believers, when we are coming under spiritual attack, he has given us the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to help us overcome any type of struggle that the enemy is trying to place upon us in our lives. I believe we was in Acts chapter 9 from the previous broadcast. So let's go to Acts chapter 9. And I want to say, saints, you know, the spiritual warfare is real. I just recently underwent some of the most intense spiritual warfare that I have ever gone before in my life. I had a surgical procedure, and there were complications. And what was supposed to be a one-day in and out, I spent 3 weeks in the hospital fighting for my life. But by the grace of God and the prayers of the saints that are around me and my children, God brought me out and gave me a new appreciation of being thankful and grateful for the small things. But God, Father God, in his love and his mercy, he gave us the Holy Spirit to be with us, to be our ally, to be our comforter, to help us through this journey as we're walking this journey. And we know that the Paul, or the conversion of Saul, when he was converted, there was a mandate on his life and a purpose for his life and in his ministry. And when the Holy Spirit came upon him, when God, Jesus met him on the road to Damascus. Yeah, let's go in Acts chapter 9. And just recognizing the fact that no matter where you might be in your walk with the Lord has a plan. He has a purpose for you. And you never know the magnitude of your assignment, but whatever it is, God will give you the grace and the Holy Spirit will help you complete and fulfill the assignment. In Acts chapter 9, verse number 1, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Now understand, Paul or Saul was probably the greatest persecutor of the church and was responsible for thousands of Christians being martyred and murdered and killed. But God had a plan for him. And it's like God has a plan for you. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God has a plan and a purpose for you. Sometimes it's bigger than you can ever imagine. But Paul had no idea what God had in store for him. But look at this. And he fell to, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, or I am Yeshua, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Now, you see, when you get to the place to where you have a divine encounter with the Lord God Almighty, you're going to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want with me? And he says, arise, go into the city, and you shall be told thee what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless. They heard a voice, but they saw no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, neither did he eat nor drink. Now, recognizing the fact that wherever my God might have you at this season in your life, there are circumstances and things that are put in place for God to activate you or use you in ministry or to do what God needs you to do to help fulfill his purpose and calling in ministry. And it says, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said, Lord, in the vision, Ananias, he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said to him, arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he's praying. And he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he have done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, so recognizing the fact that God had a plan and a purpose for Paul, God used Ananias. And this was Ananias's mandate, his purpose in his life, this thing right here. That's why he mentioned it's mentioned in the scripture right here. It says, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house and put his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Yeshua, that appeared unto thee in the way, has came and sent me that thou might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. And then Saul was certain days with disciples at Damascus. So here we have two callings here. We have Saul entering to his calling. We have Ananias, who was called to go and to lay hands on him to release Saul into his ministry or to activate him into his ministry and his calling. And that was his purpose and that was his mandate. You see, saints, no matter how big or how small, whatever your assignment is, it's going to help fulfill the purpose of God. As a result of Ananias' obedience, Paul was activated. He was led into his ministry, and the rest is history. Ananias had probably had no idea that he was going to be laying hands on the most anointed of all of the Lord's apostles and to activate him into ministry. Because when it was time to be released into that purpose and ministry, God will send people your way. God will surround you with the right people so that you can go to the next level, the next phase in your ministry, your purpose, or your calling in your life. So as you are praying and seeking God, God will begin to speak to individuals and give them instructions to help you and take you by the hand and lead and guide you into the next level of your calling, your ministry, and it will be orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. Now look at this. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all they that heard of him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on the name in Jerusalem and came here for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more and more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. So God took a rank sinner, the chief of all sinners, why Paul said he was the chief of all sinners, saved him, filled him with the Holy Spirit, released him into ministry, and he began to preach the gospel harder than anybody else. They said, this is the man. You see, this is what the power of God can do when God gets a hold of you and you become the yielded vessel so that the Holy Spirit begins to use you. He began to preach the gospel that he fought, resisted, denied, rejected. God turned him around. and to begin to use them in a mighty way to cause people to be converted and to come to Christ. And some of you have been out sitting there waiting, God, what else do you want me to do? God, where do I go from here? God, what's next? What's next? As you say, Lord, here am I. Show me how. Show me where. And I will yield and I will go. Use me, Lord, for your glory. Begin to say, Lord, use me for your glory. Let me be an effective witness for you, Lord, in the workplace, wherever you have me, that I might be a life change agent, that I can help people change and be converted to Christ. Let my life be a living and walking testimony that when people see me and when they talk to me, they know there's something different. They can see the glory of God resting on me so they will be drawn to Christ, because people are in need of Christ. People are dying. People are perishing. People do not have a relationship. There are people who profess to know him, don't know him. And you can be the very individual that God used to bring somebody out of darkness into light and into his kingdom by your testimony, by your character, by your work ethic. God is looking for yielding surrender vessels. And as you know, when you begin to walk with God, and as God begins to use you, persecution is going to come. When people are talking about you and acting up on the job, that's because you're irritating their demons. The Holy Spirit in you is irritating the spirits that are operating in them. And you should just step aside and chuckle a little bit. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. You see, that religious demon is a powerful demon. I ain't going to lie to you, saints. And when you come against the religious structure and you begin to stand for God's word and preach God's truth, this religious demon is going to seek to destroy you. Understand something. That's part of the spiritual warfare. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in the basket. So see, now with that religious demon spirit, it uses character assassination. It'll put the word out about you, and it'll try to destroy your character. Recognizing the fact that part of the spiritual warfare might not always be trying to kill you physically, but it will kill your character assassination, and will have people doubting everything you say and do. And that's how you know when that spirit's at work. But Paul was aware of it. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples. They were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. They still didn't believe. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Yeshua. And he was with them in our coming and going out of Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Yeshua and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and were multiplied. So now Paul's ministry is taken off. Now you have the ministry operating through Peter, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the healing ministry of Jesus. And let's look at this. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. And there he found a certain man, Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydia and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. You see, the purpose for miracles and signs and wonders, saints, is to cause people to turn to the Lord. It is not for us to get famous, become multimillionaires. It's to bring people to Christ. You see, that's why we need to repent, because we've grieved the Holy Spirit of God to where the Holy Spirit of God has not had liberty to move. If we would just get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit of God order our lives, order our services, we would then begin to see genuine miracles and signs and wonders. And we will see miracles and things like this happening and taking place. And now there was a Joppa, a certain disciple named Tabitha, which interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and almsdeeds which she did, and it came to pass in those days that she was sick, and she died. When they had washed, they laid her in the upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples that heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put forth all and kneeled down and prayed, turning to the body, and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon the Tanner. You see, we don't need no hype. We just need the power of God to be released to operate. You see, when the power of God is operating, lives are going to be changed. And we need to be praying for God to pour out his Holy Spirit upon us, that wherever we might go, we can be used by him. You see, we got to the place to where the love for Christ has grown cold. We've not allowed the Holy Spirit to have liberty to move and freedom in our midst, and we're not seeing the miracles and the signs and wonders. Saints, when I was in the hospital, I was walking in the hospital praying for God's healing anointing, breaking generational curses, binding up demonic spirits and things. I think part of while I was there, I was on assignment to walk the hospital. There were so many people that were at death's door, and you could actually feel and sense death walking up and down the hallways. And I began to pray, Lord, send your healing power, send your anointing, break this generational curse, break that generational curse, Lord, raise this person up in the name of Yeshua. And we need that right now. We need revival in the body of Christ. We need to ask God to visit us again with his power and his glory, that his name might be exalted among the heathen. We need to be more aggressive and more militant in our prayer and praise, because people are dying and people are perishing. We need to say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Here I am, Lord. Send me. And we need to ask God to show up in a great and a mighty way. We need to repent and ask God to forgive us for grieving in the Holy Spirit, and not allowing the Holy Spirit to have liberty to move in our lives and in our congregations. We need to be praying harder for our leadership, that they will lay aside their agendas and allow the Holy Spirit of God to have liberty to move and break forth in a mighty way. We need to be praying for our government leaders, God, to remove all these ungodly leadership in government and replace them with people who have a heart to serve him and to do his will in Yeshua's mighty name. We need to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, as the Bible commands us to do so. We need to be praying for God's will to be done. We need to be praying for God to arise from his resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. We need to tell the devil, no, you will not take my peace. You will not take my joy. I will continue to serve the Lord. I will continue to praise the Lord. I will continue to proclaim that Yeshua is Lord and his power is great, and that the devil is defeated in Yeshua's name. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Holy Spirit of God moves you in to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. As I say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for your family members and loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Pray for God to send revival. Pray for God to send deliverance. Pray for God to send healing. And remember, Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. And know that I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. The peace of God be with you. Bless you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.